Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Police arresting a teenager. He's charged in a hammer attack. A woman that went jogging at a park in Plano.
Plano police responded around 5 o'clock to the 2300 block of Shiloh Road, that's at Bob Woodruff Park, after a woman was struck by a teenager in the park. She was taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect has been identified as 17-year-old Sergio De Nova Duarte of Plano. He was arrested and charged with aggravated kidnapping causing bodily injury. That's a first-degree felony. He's being held at the Collin County Detention Facility. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Former Salina Middle School coach and teacher now indicted on federal sex charges. We've been telling you over the last month about Caleb Elliott's arrest. Now he's looking at federal charges, including 8 counts of exploitation of children. He's accused of recording dozens of boys in the school's locker room.
Well, Texas is now suing the state's Higher Education Coordinating Board for what the Attorney General calls religious discrimination.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton claims the state's College Work Study Program and other similar ones run through the Higher Education Coordinating Board are unconstitutional and that they discriminate against religious organizations and students. Seminary students are not eligible for the College Work Study Program. The lawsuit adds that Texas may neither exclude religious organizations from public benefits because of their faith nor choices about worship. I've reached out to Coordinating Board CEO Dr. Wynn Rosser for comment. He's yet to respond. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Homeowner in Princeton found 15,000 bees and a whole lot of honey inside a bathroom wall.
Ross's Rowdy Bees safely removed the colony of nearly 15,000 and relocated it to one of the company's bee yards, according to owner and beekeeper Stephen Ross. With massive projects like the Princeton home and a similar case in Plano earlier this year involving about 30,000 bees, Ross said his team typically uses a vacuum system to collect the insects during removal. He urged homeowners to inspect their properties annually for small exterior gaps where bees can often enter and build hives. From the 24-Hour News Center, Jeff Burkett, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, it's 9 stories tall, and it came all the way from Michigan. KRLD's Russell Scott reports on a very tall Christmas tree in Fort Worth.
It's the largest living Christmas tree in Texas, and it went up this morning here in Sundance Square. A lot of people turning out to watch.
Extremely fascinating. It's huge. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, just to see the tree go up, and you know, he was super excited to see it, and we thought we'd do it before school this morning.
We walked by it last night and said, hey, they're going to put it up tomorrow, so let's come watch.
Decorations for the tree and lights will begin going on next week. Then after Thanksgiving in December, they'll have the actual tree lighting. In Fort Worth, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, typical Thanksgiving is going to be a pricey proposition this year. New research finds the average family will spend around $1,000 on everything from the food and the drinks to decorations or travel. Food's going to run little under $200. Drinks will cost about $110. Some other expenses might be the new clothes or fixing up your broken appliances because you haven't cooked in your kitchen for a year since last Thanksgiving. In all, around $950.
Harold E. Cowboys report. The Cowboys are back in action Monday night, and they're getting healthier for the second half of their season.
Cowboys will have two new players take the field this Monday with defensive tackle Quinnen Williams and linebacker Logan Wilson, both of whom they traded for before the deadline. They're also going to see rookie Siobhan Revelle make his season debut at corner, and the long-awaited return of linebacker DeMarvion Overshow. Owner Jerry Jones told the guys at 105.3 The Fan all four of those guys are much-needed additions.
Defense especially, they're at meaningful places in where we really are have had some issues. So, there's no question we're going to be improved.
Says the problem this season has been lack of consistency.
There are times when those same people, the best five, are outstanding together. The inconsistency as individual as well as a group jumps out at you.
Jones added he was so proud of the way his head coach Brian Schottenheimer has handled the tragedy of Marshawn Nealand's death.
He's very genuine, and he's genuine in all things, and he's genuine when he sits down and tells a player that he needs to be doing better or he's not going to play. Well, that's hard. That's hard conversation, so we're proud of him.
It'll be the Cowboys and Raiders this Monday night in Las Vegas. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York News Radio 1080, KRLD.
FAA says it's going to roll back some of the restrictions on commercial flights starting tomorrow morning, and it cannot come soon enough for some people with the holidays right around the corner. TSA Chief of Staff Adam Stahl talked to CBS News.
I think we've really done an incredible job. The workforce has done a fantastic job really readjusting, working 40 days, 40 nights, and going through a long duration of time, again, to serve the American people honorably. And so they've been fantastic. We may see a bit of a lag, but unscheduled absences are continuing to downtick, and we may see some slight interruptions or slight impacts as we go back to normal until we get that next paycheck on Thursday. But we are really confident going into a busy Thanksgiving travel season.
Right, we're ramping up. The flow really begins to increase about a week from now, and you think you'll be ready?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, our folks have showcased incredible dedication, resilience, professionalism, and we are really laser focused on this busy travel season. We are ready.
And the DHS Secretary Kristi Noem said earlier this week, bonuses of up to $10,000 might be directed at some TSA employees. Is that true? And how might that happen?
Yeah, so that is true. And so yesterday, the Secretary began issuing out $10,000 checks for folks specific to Houston, but that's going to be rolled out to the broader nation. They have demonstrated exemplary work. They have showed up day in, day out, and safely and securely ensured the safe movement of the traveling public, with extraordinary dedication. And so we're going to continue to do that across the airport. Don't want to get into specific determinations about how we're determining that. But we want, again, to showcase our appreciation for those folks that continue to show up and work with tremendous dedication and professionalism.
When you review this government shutdown, will you find that the absenteeism or the unavailable for work was a large problem, a small problem, or not much of a problem at all?
I think unscheduled absences are an issue, and we're continuing to address those proactively. I think the administration has been laser focused, again, on incentivizing folks to come back to work. And so that $10,000 paycheck is a great example of the administration's continuing commitment to those to come in and continue to showcase exemplary performance. And so, again, we're continuing to address that. That's a continuous emphasis today, but also in the coming weeks and months as well.
And what did you hear from TSA employees during the shutdown in terms of the difficulties they were encountering day to day?
Yeah, so these are human beings like you and I, and they have families, they have wives, husbands, daughters, and a variety of these individuals, again, are professional, they're dedicated, they're mission focused. But they felt the financial, operational, political impacts. And so it really, frankly, challenged them. But we, again, saw tremendous dedication and a lot of folks, frankly, coming out to support them, both airlines, airports, private sectors, individual travelers as well. And so we received a variety of support, a widespread show of support for our TSA officers, and we're incredibly grateful. This just underscores what we already know, that our folks here across the country are dedicated to really safely and securely ensure the movement of every single day travelers across the United States.
And Adam, this is not related to the shutdowns, but it's related to some decisions that have been made in this administration to maintain safety, but also increase speed through the TSA process. Walk me through what you have learned about those changes thus far.
Yeah, so we've looked, I think, at a variety of different things. I think eGates is one example. We're looking at a variety of efforts, again, to both ensure the safe and secure movement, while also not, and really efficiently allowing for the safe movement, while also not adversely impacting security as well. And so we're going to continue to find creative ways to really maximize the movement of people while also not adversely impacting security. And so we're looking at a variety of ways. I mentioned the e-gates, but there's a variety of mechanisms and efforts that we're looking at as well right now. So we're going to continue to do that again, but we're focused again on ensuring a safe and efficient movement of people again every single day. And that's going to continue in the next 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, and down the road as well.
That is the TSA Chief of Staff, Adam Stahl, speaking with Major Garrett from CBS News.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.